And as a result, I think he's becoming one of the favorites around here.
He really is. I mean, at first it was rather a controversial sort of thing, but it's a thing that a person has to see and enjoy and appreciate. It's not a thing that strikes a lot of people at first. I really think that Hoffman has that in the first trip around, at least.
Well, I think if you like the Hoffman, Mr. Cusey, I should think that this Ratner over here is very colorful. Use of reds and blues and the geometric overlapping shapes should be very appealing to you.
It's a very strong thing. It's almost jewel-like, really, and then look at it.
It's about the same character of color as Hoffman, isn't it?
It is, except his approach is a little different. It's a little, actually probably a little more subdued, a little, not in color, but in the organization of the thing.
His work reminds me of stained glass windows.
It does. It's very much like stained glass windows.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Cusey, for talking with me. I hope you
enjoy
the show.
I do enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.
How close do you want?
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
May I have your name, please?
Gerald Talbot from Decatur, Illinois.
You're the director there of the art gallery, aren't you?
That's right.
I understand you're having a show.
Yes, the Central Illinois Annual, annual.
How is the attendance been?
Very good. It's been very good all month. Mm-hmm.
That was a regional show primarily, wasn't it?
Yes. For artists within 150 miles of Decatur, mm-hmm. all directions.
Did you get a pretty good response from the artists?
About 225 pictures were submitted.
Mm. That's pretty good.
Very good representation. Mm-hmm. Very good cross-section of the work being done in the area, I think.
Have you had a chance to see our show yet?
Yes, and it's very easy to sort of compare the show that we're having in a regional sense with this national show. I think I can say that there's a certain consistency in the approaches and the techniques and the viewpoints of the various artists, whether either on a national scale or a regional scale.
Do you think they're maturing gradually?
Eventually we will evolve an American style, this contemporary work you see here. The thing that is particularly impressive, though, is to realize that through our means of communication and exchange of exhibits, we are able to see a certain growth in this area that's consistent with the work on a national scale. Mm-hmm. I think the quality of the work that's being done here at the University of Illinois and other schools in this region reflects the trends and the changes in direction that are being evolved. Mm-hmm. I'm particularly impressed, while this is on my mind, with the color here. The thing that strikes me when I first come into the show is the Ratner here in front of us is a beauty. And there are any number of other pictures here. That it's just a joy to look at the pictures and just sort of absorb the color. And I might mention that I'm particularly impressed with the hanging in the show. Uh-huh. The arrangement here is so much better, and it really gives the pictures a better chance to show what they have.
Well, I think the committee outdid itself this year.
Maybe that's why the show, to me, appears consistently better than last year. Mm-hmm. The quality of it is very high, and you don't have the peaks and low places that you mm-hmm. I felt mm-hmm. in some of the previous shows. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me this, Mr. Talbot. Very often the criticism of American painting has been that it still is reflecting the French influence. Do you think it's beginning to shake off, or is it still hanging on to us, that French influence?
Well, I think whatever we take, we may be using it, but I think we are evolving a definite American style. I think we're in that process now of seeing it grow.
And the European influence is wearing off.
That's right.
I'm happy to hear you say that.
I think it's there's so much good work being done today, and all over the country, and I think definitely that we are evolving style.
Well, I hope you enjoy the show, Mr. Talbot, and don't forget
to
vote for your favorite painting.
I'll do that.
Thank you for talking to me. Before you leave, Mr. Griffith, I wonder if you'd mind saying a few words about the show.
I'd be glad to do this. This it seems to me as though this is one of the most astonishing and attractive, exciting shows that we've had. In addition to the sheer color, it seems to me as all the artists who have been selected for this show have brought out more clearly and more distinctively the function of the real artist in society, which is to point up and sort of crystallize the life of our people and the general point of view, the mood, the activities
they're
of
not
what
all,
we call our contemporary culture.
They're not all expressing the chaotic side of life,
oh,
are
no,
they?
Not at all. It's full of symbolism, full of aspiration, full of suggestion and hope for what is and what can be.
Well, I feel the same way. I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope you vote for your favorite painting down there now.
I will do that.
Thank you very much. That was Coleman Griffith, ladies and gentlemen, a provost of the University of Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one of the artists represented in our show with us tonight, and I think it would be very interesting to you to hear him talk, some about his picture and some about his philosophy of painting. I would like for you to meet John Foote. How are you, John?
I'm very well, Mr. Foote.
Have you had a chance to see the show?
Yes, I have been around several times. It's very difficult to look at pictures under these circumstances.
It is.
Mostly bumping into the backs of other people, but I want to return several times and make a more thorough investigation.
How do you like the way we hung your picture?
It looks very good. It looks very excellent. Although, really, I can't quite see it. I dislike looking at it in the sense that I would like to retire from the painting for about a year and then come back and see if perhaps there was anything. I really don't know. I can't see it exactly.
Well, John, I think the radio audience would be interested in hearing how you got your idea for that picture. Would you mind telling them?
Well, it was over a period of several years, and basically, or primarily, it was a musical inspiration. I purchased a record by Paul Hindemith called Matthias the Painter, and the second section, which was titled The Entombment, which was the Entombment of Christ. And Mr. Hindemith's inspiration, I know, was from a painting by Matthias Grunewald. And I was most impressed by the music, and I had thought over a long period of time I should like to attempt to capture something of the serenity and the beauty of his music.
Did the piece strike you as a religious form of music?
Well, of course, when you talk about program music, it's hard to say. If it had had another title, it could have perhaps meant something else.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed by it in a primarily religious sense, I would say.
Mm-hmm. And if you were to describe your style of painting, how would you classify yourself?
Well, that is really rather difficult to do. Loosely, I would say a romantic.
A romantic.
Yes.
And I would say that technically your style of expression is a expressionistic realism.
Yes.
With certain distortions of the form for emotional effects. So that.
Yes, I believe that any distortion that occurs would have to have an emotional basis. I know I have been accused by several people of being a throwback to medieval times, if perhaps it's true.
Uh-huh. Well, I feel from your picture that you must admire some of the German painters quite a bit.
I do. Grunewald, Bruegel, Bosch, to me, very, very magnificent painters.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope the public will enjoy your picture very much, John, and I think you should be congratulated for being invited to this national show, and I wish you a lot of luck with your painting.
Well, I appreciate very much being invited, Nick, and thank you very much.
Thank you for talking to me. How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
May I have your name, please?
I'm Professor Landon McClintock from Indiana University.
And you came down here just to see our show?
I came here to attend the Festival of Modern Art, and to hear the music and look at your beautiful exhibit.
Are you enjoying the painting?
Oh, very much, within the limits of my capacity.
Are there any paintings that are especially outstanding?
Well, of course, I'm particularly interested in Beckmann's portrait of the family of my dear friend Henry Holt.
Oh?
And that, to me, is the most interesting. And the rather curious thing is that the family is posed just exactly in the same poses as the Christmas card which they sent me, a photograph which I received in Europe.
Is Mr. Hope pretty well satisfied with that portrait of his
family? He loves it. He told me to be sure and go and look at it, and that's one of the reasons I went. But there are many other pictures as I look around which seem to me very interesting. I won't say beautiful, but extremely interesting and colorful.
Do you think that the contemporary artists are engrossed with too much of the chaotic side of life, or do you think they are seeing the better side of it too?
I don't think that is the alternative. I think they are much too interested in trying to synthesize things that can't be synthesized.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for talking with me.
You're
I hope
very
you
welcome.
Enjoyed the show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce our last guest for the this interview, Mrs. Sulima Stravinsky, wife of Mr. Sulima Stravinsky, who is a professor of piano in the School of Music. How are you, Mrs. Stravinsky?
I'm fine, thank you. But I feel very intimidated.
I'm sorry I had to intimidate you a little bit, but I wanted you to say a few words to our radio audience about the exhibition. How are you enjoying the show?
Well, I think it's tremendous. There are so many things that I'm a little bit lost, and I want to come and see it again next week.
Yes.
And several times, because they need attention.
Well, this one thing interested me when I saw you in the gallery, Mrs. Stravinsky, and that is you spent a great deal of time in Paris, didn't you?
Oh, yes, most of my life, of course. I'm afraid my accent tells that.
Well, the American painters have been accused of being influenced too much by the French school. Do you think they're
quite
still...
too much.
Well, how do you feel about it? Do you notice very much the French characteristics in our American painters?
I don't know. I think great painters always influence all the other painters. And of course, the French school has been very important in the last years. And I wouldn't say that America is more influenced than any other country, but it's all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think your painters have personality too, and I see some very nice things which just look what they should like. Mm-hmm. They don't remind me of any special painter.
Do you think there's any signs of a characteristic American style of painting?
I don't know, but I know American painting enough to say that. I'm going to come every day. You'll see me here. And then maybe I'll make up my mind.
Are there any painters here that especially appeal to you?
Well, I was very interested by samples of painters I knew already. Mata, I think, mm-hmm. has a very nice painting here. And then, of course, one is always very excited about Dali or Chagall or people like
that. Did you notice that
yes,
Chagall?
Yes, the Chagall is very lovely.
Is that a good Chagall?
I'm sure it is. I think it's lovely.
It's a still life, isn't it?
It's flowers. Very poetical, mm-hmm. as always.
What would you say is the predominant color scheme in that?
Well, it's blue.
Blue, primarily blue.
Isn't it?
I wanted you to say that. Mrs. Stravinsky, I hope I didn't intimidate you too much.
You did.
Thank you for talking with me. Ladies and gentlemen, these have been tape-recorded interviews of the visitors to the preview of the 4th Annual Exhibition of Contemporary American Painting. The exhibition will continue in the galleries of the Architecture Building through April 15th. I want to thank Professor Edwin C. Ray for helping me corral some of these people, and the program was produced by Rosalind Biason.